With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thomas Tryon is the former actor, best known for his role in the movie The Cardinal. Now a novelist, Tryon has had a string of successes since his first published book, The Other. His latest, All That Glitters, is based on what he observed during his Hollywood days and focuses on five actresses, some of whom are only loosely disguised, and their relationships with a legendary theatrical agent. With Tom Tryon in front of me, I decided to see if I could guess the real identities of the actresses in the book. For example, the honky-tonk blonde known as Babe. Now, she reminds me of Mae West.
Doesn't she? Doesn't she?
I'm right?
Yeah, you're sure. Sure. You could throw some Jean Harlow in there, but she could not be anybody else, really, could she?
Belinda Carroll in the book. I guessed Veronica Lake. Wrong.
When I wrote Belinda, I certainly had Lana Turner in mind. You have to go on the premise that Charlie, the narrator of the book, is a very thinly disguised version of yours truly.
April Rains. Now, in her, I see Janet Leigh. Wrong again. Tryon won't say who April actually is because she fell in love with the wrong man.
It's over cuckoo. And she is still in this state asylum for the insane in California.
Next, Maud. Had to be Mary Pickford.
Yes, she could easily have been. Well, of course, Maud is the doyenne of Hollywood. She's the grande dame. She certainly is the classiest lady in this collection.
Claire Regret in the book. Couldn't be other than Joan Crawford.
Well, I think you've done right. That's who I kept seeing.
Well, then I got three out of the five.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Thomas Tryon, whose book All That Glitters is a glittering tale of Hollywood and its denizens. Published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. At the age of six, Tom Tryon of Hartford, Connecticut, wanted to be a movie star. Now a novelist, Tryon has a scene in his book, All That Glitters, in which a boy leaps onto the running board of the car of a famous actress, Babe, in the book, but clearly Mae West. Would young Tom Tryon have done such a thing?
If you read the Hartford papers of the year 1938, I think you'd find some interesting material.
Educated at Yale, Tom Tryon was playing a spear carrier in Shaw's Caesar and Cleopatra on Cape Cod when he was spotted by a talent scout. In 1955, he went to Hollywood and appeared in dozens of movies and television shows. He's best known for the title role in the movie The Cardinal. In the late 1960s, he started working on a sinister novel about a young boy set in a small Connecticut town.
I had one hell of a story, and as long as I was aware of that, it just kept me going because I didn't have anybody. I didn't know where to turn to get professional advice.
Tom Tryon wrote nine drafts, each with a different title of the novel that was to become The Other.
Finally, I said, this is crazy. Somebody's got to read it, and I put it into the hands of somebody I felt would be sympathetic toward the work.
A story editor with literary connections. Knopf published The Other in 1971, and it was so successful that Tryon was afraid he would be typecast as an author.
They were calling me the Master of Horror, and I said, I don't want to be Master of Horror. It was like I never wanted to be typecast as an actor. I didn't want to be typecast as a writer either.
So his third book, Lady, drew upon his boyhood in Connecticut. His book, Crowned Heads, and the latest, All That Glitters, are based on his Hollywood years. Tom Tryon's bittersweet tales of the last glamour days of Hollywood, All That Glitters, was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim, ex-actor turned novelist Thomas Tryon.
I'm certainly not out to dish the dirt. I'm just trying to take the things that I have heard about or seen and to reinterpret a lot of those old myths, like the Mae West myth.
That's what Tom Tryon does in his book, All That Glitters, which focuses on five glamorous actresses, loosely disguised, who are all drawn to a legendary theatrical agent. The story of each actress is told in a novella, much the way Tryon handled an earlier Hollywood book, Crowned Heads.
The five women and the one man are all very involved, and you find out bits and pieces of each character as the storyline evolves through the various novellas.
Tryon doesn't deny that he drew on his own Hollywood experiences.
I was there, and I saw, and I heard, and I kept my ears peeled, and I acquired this store of knowledge.
But Tom Tryon, author of The Other, has no plans to go back to acting.
They're going to call me, and they're going to say, hey, Tom, listen, we got this little part, and, you know, why don't you come and have some fun with us? And then I would go, and I wouldn't have any fun with them.
All the time, two producers came up to him in a restaurant
and said, hey, Tom, won't you come and do this part with us on Dynasty? it's a terrific part, blah, 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 blah. It was going to be a running part. I'm sure 20 years ago I would have jumped at the chance. But what would I do with a running part on Dynasty today when I spend 8 and 10 hours a day at the typewriter?
Tom Tryon plans two more books about Hollywood, a land he sees only as a state of mind.
There is no Hollywood. I mean, there isn't even a physical Hollywood. It's a myth that has been created in the past 60 years, and it's celluloid dreams.
Knopf published Tom Tryon's latest book, All That Glitters. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.